Oh, golly, that FaZe Clan sure is a tricksy little team, aren't they? You know what? I don't like the way they play, but the old FaZe bullshit, that's some good shit. Just like getting Gamer Subs with a 10% discount on everything. Code Tharin.
Now, what is shit, bad shit, is FaZe Clan, obviously. They're fucking terrible, aren't they? In fact, they've gotten so bad, even people who are critical of them, even people who hate on them, did anyone really think they could get this bad? Like, before this, it was more like they're irrelevant as a playoff team, or wow, they actually can sometimes come last. Now we're at the point where it's like, bro, how far down the rankings would we have to go for them to actually beat teams? I mean, we sort of know they just beat AIM Club, I guess. But you go and look out there, bro, it feels like FaZe Clan would lose a LAN held like in your local youth centre with people who've only just started playing CS. That's hyperbole, but you get the point. At the time of recording, they have theoretically been eliminated from qualification to the IEM Cologne Major, despite being finalists of the previous major and being in the playoffs of all the CS2 majors. Now, in theory, we can't yet know, they're theoretically eliminated, but I saw some talk, if you went onto the account of the Mischief CS2, one of the other persons on with the Jesper Unken222 or whatever, the people that we all follow, because they constantly break down the VRS implications now that Messi also works for Under Thieves. They were saying basically that they have in theory been eliminated based on current schedule, but they're looking to see if they can play in the HLC LAN in Belgrade or some LAN in Spain or whatever. Maybe last chance they can give up PGL Bucharest and just rush to one of these LANs and try and get the wins and get back into some sort of contention to go to stage one of the major. As far as we know at the time of this recording, that is not going to happen, and they've blown the major. But let's be real, their fate was already somewhat sealed anyway. Months ago, they've just been a bad team. Now, at this tournament that they've just fucked up, it was Draculand Season 6. That's right, that's how bad FaZe is. Now, they're going to those tournaments and coming like 9th to 12th or whatever. Their fate was sealed when they lost to Passion UA, the squad of JT, but now it's got Senzu and Try in it. It's actually a canny little squad, even though, by the way, FaZe was a big favourite against them. And they also lost to Fnatic. You know the Fnatic with all Ukrainian players and Krims? Yeah, actually, Krims rolled back the years, like 10 years, and was donking on them. Back-to-back losses on LAN, at a tiny LAN, and they're out of the major. Now, the reason that is absurd is, as I said, they were the finalists of the last major. But you know what? It actually makes me glad what happened to them that we have this VRS system. Everyone else does this. Oh, I wish there was RMRs. I wish that. No. Think about the performance of FaZe after that major. It was pathetic. I counted it. They had 12 LAN series that they played. They won 3 times. They won against BC Game, who they almost lost to, the team which just simple carrying Electronics A8, and then they just have Portuguese players fucking up all the time. Shout out Aragorn and Crazy. Then they lost to Heroic, who have youngster AWPing, by the way, not a real AWPer. And I think that was what was happening at that tournament. And then they've now, oh, sorry, then they beat Heroic. And then now they've just beaten AIM Club at Draculan. I challenge you, without looking it up, if you're a normal person, could you even name 2 players for AIM Club? Could you even name one? Do you even know where Name Club is from? Have you even heard the name Club until I just said it now? Now, if you add in online play, because obviously we have the Blast Bounty starts as an online phase, we have ESL Pro League has an online phase, etc. So there are online matches they played. Add in online games, and in total they've played 17 series this year. Oh, don't worry, with online play, they've just gotten one extra win. And they've had some losses, by the way, like some embarrassing losses at Pro League. Their one win was against Monty, who's not a bad sort of tier two team, but they're not anywhere close to a team making a playoff. And they're basically rejects from a million other teams. It's people like the UK guys who got to stand in Saw last year, or briefly be in Saw when they got lost those players early on in 2025. And it's like BMAS that was in Mouse a million years ago. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous squad. Now, here's the list of teams that's beaten FaZe Clan this year. This is just on LAN. They've lost to Eyeball. Oh no, this is online as well. They lost to Eyeballers, who at least now is half decent. That's JW, quite literally JW still playing. They lost to 3D Max, who that was even, I think, before they even made their roster move, who's just a French team who's high. They even beat them at the major. They lost to Mouse. Okay, good team. They lost to Falcons. Yeah, that's a good team. They lost to Paravision. They've shown they're a good team. They lost twice to Astralis, who's like sort of a good team, like can maybe make the odd playoff. They lost to G2, who can sort of make the odd playoff. They lost to Pain Gaming, who is all Brazilian now, by the way, and isn't a particularly good team. They lost to Aurora. Yeah, they're a good team. They lost to Tyloo. That isn't a good team. They lost to Passion UA. Could be sort of a good team. And they lost to Fnatic. Not a good team. Notice how I didn't just say, and then they lost to Vitality and Spirit and... No. Most of those teams they lost to there... That's a joke. In fact, it even sounds mad when I'm reading the list. Wait, FaZe Clan? You mean FaZe Clan with Carrigan and Frozen and Twist? I don't even need to know the other two names, mate. Surely they win some of these matches. No. They lose a million times. That is 13 different teams they've lost to already. And we only just, as of the time of recording, entered April this year. 13 different teams they've lost to. Now, here's why I'm glad the VRS system is the way it is and that FaZe has been fucked over. I say fucked over. They fucked themselves over, didn't they? Because with an RMR, think about it, they could have just had that super lucky day one where you get the bullshit matchups and you fluke two BO1s on the same day. You have to have one good day and then they just need a single other good day where you get a BO3 at any point and you get a team you can beat and on that day you win 2-1, 2-0. So essentially, 2 days of play could have gotten them into the major. I hated that format. I'm glad it doesn't exist. And I'm especially glad this FaZe Clan doesn't get to go to the major at the time of recording. Because I want them to be forced to change. Or I want, so they can be a good team. Or I want those players to go elsewhere. I want Brokey to fuck off to tier two. Jacob, you can go with him on your bike, mate. I want Carrigan to go to a better squad. I want Frozen to play in an elite squad. Maybe it could be an RV and they could beat Vitality. I want Twists to go somewhere where he could be appreciated. Maybe a Mouse, maybe a G2. You figure it out. So here's what we're going to do. I am the esports historian. Let's rewind this story a little bit. Because I won't say, some people I think go too far. They say this all begins with when Twists left for free. Look, the fact he left for free certainly is a problem. Because what that means is the organization wasn't doing a good job GMing. And they put themselves in a position where even though they were actually winning tournaments at that point in time and on a streak of finals. If you remember, they'd won like 2 LANs at the beginning of CS 2. They'd also won an online tournament, Thunderpick. And then they'd made the final of, I think it was Blast Fall when he left. And then for Blast World Final, they brought in Frozen, didn't they? Right. The reason why that was bad was the implication there was we can't keep our talent or we, even if we lose them, we don't sell them or swap them with someone. That already showed something was going wrong business-wise. But to me, I don't think you can really say like the rot began there because they made 4 more finals after that. And at the end of that final streak, they won IEM Chengdu. And in that final streak, arguably, they should have won the major, the first major of CS2, PGL Copenhagen, after they made the final. Because remember, they beat Spirit, the scary team that had beat them in the final of Katowice. Oh, that's right. They made the final of Katowice too and lost to an insane performance from Spirit across the board. And then they beat Vitality in the semis, who'd been beating them at both the Blasts at the end of the year before when they had Twists and then Frozen. Those were the scariest teams in the tournament. And they beat them straight up in the playoffs of that major. Then they lost bizarrely to Na'Vi in the final. So you could actually argue that one, I think they even should have won. They kind of beat someone. Okay, they lost to Spirit fair and square, and there was only really like one close map in the final. I think it was Mirage. So here's the problem I have. They still ended the first season of 2024 with some good results early, and then admittedly, yes, as I'll show you here, if you go down, look, the really good results go up to here, don't they? Oh, no, don't get me wrong. This is where the rest of the season goes. Yeah, they end the split somewhat irrelevant. They're just making the playoffs, but not doing anything. Admittedly, they're losing to Vitality, but I know Vitality only won Cologne. Vitality was a dangerous team that year. Dallas, obviously that was the inspired Stewie G2, where they didn't have Hooksy and miraculously they won the event. So they're losing the good teams, but they're still sort of irrelevant as like a true, we were like number one team in the world and making all the finals. We had that streak of whatever it was, 6 or 7 finals. Let's have a look. It was one, that was online. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 finals in a row. That's epic. That's actually one of the better streaks in CS history, if you don't know, making finals in a row. So yeah, it was a little bit worrying that they were irrelevant, but they come back from the break. Oh, what do you know? Still problems, right? This is why the real problem is when people tell the story at the beginning of last year with Illige. No, before Illige was even there, This is where the spiral begins. This is where the downward fall begins. It begins in the second season of 2024. So we come back from the break, and at EWC, the irrelevant Lewiston Harvey, admittedly, now going to become the best team and win this tournament. You look, they go to Blast, do fuck all. They're losing to the bad NIP. They're losing to Saw at Cologne. Now look, making the playoffs at Cologne was a big deal. They had the epic comeback against Liquid. That was the Liquid with fucking Twist, Side Yelling and Ultimate in the squad. That wasn't even that good. So already, you know there's some problems here. Look in this season overall. They have one top four before the major. At Blast Premier Fall 2024, they make it there. But here's why. Look who they played to make it there. Remember, the Blast format is very forgiving. You just have to be top three in your group to get out. They were third. So they lost to G2, the one that had Nico and Monacy. They beat Falcons. By the way, look at what Falcons this is. It's the one where they had Dupree, and then it was the Enscore, the bad Falcons. They beat them, by the way, 2-1 with a very close map here that they lost and a very close first map that they won. They could have even lost to this bad Falcons and just gone out of the group stage. They're one top four this second season. And then in the playoffs, they got to play the aforementioned Team Liquid and crush them. Because look at what Team Liquid won. It was the bad Team Liquid, the irrelevant Team Liquid. It was the one where you still had your Kindar, but he was just bad at the game. Twists was the IGL and he was fragging, but he wasn't a great IGL. Ultimate was like up and down, and JKS was still there, and him and Naf were both having a hard time and doing bad stats. Like, these are arguably, in fact, they are the two worst teams in the tournament. So you somehow got to play the two worst teams in the tournament to get top four. Then you played Na'Vi. Now look, this is a close series. But then they blow you out of your ass on this map because at this point, FaZe's map pool's already falling off. And FaZe Magic is normally you're supposed to bully the more inexperienced players and do all the crazy moves, and you don't do that. You lose to them. FaZe Magic has gone already. Oh, and also, during that second season, don't let anyone tell you Brokey fell off recently. This is LAN, all of Brokey's career. We're going to go back 2024. This is the second season of 2024. Look, before that, Brokey, by the way, an early CS2, pretty good fucking player. Look at the KPR, look at the stats, look at the plus minus. He's a good player still, boys. This guy's still doing work. He had a little bit of a harder time at the beginning, but then he did work in that early period. Then you come to the second season, and he's already dropped off. He's having events where he dies more than he kills. Oh, don't worry, he could every now and then pull it out. The one event that they had was good. He smurfed and had peak Brokey numbers. Then he went back to being whatever. Look how bad World Finals was. You even came into the Shanghai Major in the RMR. Shit. At the Major itself, by the way, where they made the final and almost won. They played 60. Look, he was crap. He's the AWPer. He was crap. He wasn't particularly... He had the odd playoff run. That's it. So come to the Shanghai Major, where they obviously almost won the tournament, didn't they? Wow, look at that. They could literally have won the tournament. And we know Magic, who's not a big fragger, had a life series. Otherwise, FaZe would have won, and it would have been the most epic shit of all time. And they still had Rob, so it's all cool, right? Nah, people forget this. They didn't have to start in Phase 1. They started in Elimination Stage, aka Stage 2. In Stage 2, they went 3-2. A lot of people forget this. So they beat Wildcard. Who? Exactly. Nobody's, who just got through the Americas. They lost to the Heroic team, which, remember, this was the core that still had Tessus and Dexter and that lineup, if you remember. Canny little squad. Nerds was mega in that one. They beat Mouse in a BO1. Okay, Mouse is a good team at this point in time. They lose to the G2. By the way, Mouse at this point had even won, like, a Blast or whatever it was in a Pro League or something. They lost to G2. Admittedly, this was the G2 that, fair enough, had won the two Blasts, Fall and World Finals with Nico and Monacy. And then they beat Furia, but this is the bad Furia. And it's 2-1, by the way. This is the Furia where they had... where's this result? They literally could have lost all across this series. Furia smashed them, and then there's two close maps. Look at the Furia this was. It was the one with Skulls and Cello, and Fallen was Europa. Just KSRL versus the world, basically. And Rops carried the shit out of that too. What people forget is it was in the playoffs where this team went epic mode. In the playoffs, they got what in theory was the harder side of the bracket, didn't they? They ended up in a scenario where they had two of the contenders for the tournament on their side of the bracket. They had G2, who just won the two blasts. They had Vitality, who'd won Cologne and was always a top four team that year and threatened, but they just couldn't quite get it together with Spinks. In the opening match, they won after getting smashed on the first one. Okay, a comfortable victory over Vitality. Big boy shit. In the semis, look, it got really close on that second one, but they got past it, didn't they? If you don't know, in these series, Rops is absolutely fucking smurfing. Look at this shit. Against Zewu and all these studs. Even Brokey did all right in that one. G2. Rops fucking masterclass again. Brokey actually has a very good series this time around. Even Rain gets in on the action. Then you have the final everyone remembers, right? Where Donk was inhuman, but Magix was insane. Okay, it was Rain that had good stats. Rops still very good. Brokey's decent. This was the last of the real FaZe Clan for me, this run. Because what happened then is they didn't win the major. And even then, just like we did at the end of 2025, all the experts got together, all the people I know that I talked to, and we all said that was fool's gold, that run. Because the rest of the season, I showed you, was ass. So that one tournament that you didn't win was fool's gold. You can't really believe that was going to continue. Actually, even Brokey having those points. I showed you, for the overall stats of the tournament, he wasn't very good. He just had some nice playoff glow up, and you were relying on FaZe bullshit. The idea you do magical things on stage and you're already comfortable and can make ballsy plays, but the other teams feel the pressure, and then they also have it in their head that, oh my God, it's FaZe bullshit. This has happened to people before. I've seen it happen to all the great teams in history. Oh my God, they always make the finals. Yeah, that used to be a real thing, and that was the last real moment of that for me. I don't think it even really quite worked when you went to the last major. The one in Budapest. I think that was slightly different if you go and look at who they played and how they played. So one of my problems is this. Even with that, you already were fucked, because a little did people know, Rops was always leaving. It was known, I can tell you behind the scenes, before that major, that Rops was going to leave no matter what. Even if they'd won that major, he would have left. You're just going to have to believe me on that one. I know what I'm talking about. Now, the reason why, I can't go into much of it, but it's a bit like the Twist one. They didn't do competent GMing. They weren't quick enough to move. They didn't do the things he wanted. In fact, there was even a statement made by one of the FaZe people. This is FaZe Temper, one of their massive streamers, and he made the following statement.
We wanted to play with like a team with more firepower.
This is why Rops left.
The only way he would have been able, that he would really wanted to stay in FaZe, was if we would have gotten, you know, a high firepower player, and it just wasn't not possible at the time. There's all the roster mania going on right now, and just like.
So basically, Rops, he didn't say if we'd won the major there. He said Rops would only have stayed if we'd got more firepower and a star player. Basically, Rops understood, and wasn't he right? He went to Vitality, you teamed up with Z, we won fucking everything, probably in the greatest team of all time. He's now like a fucking top 10 player to ever play. Well, I don't know if that's true, but you know what I mean? He was right. Rops was right. Spoiler. Now, what I'm suspicious about is he blames it on the bloody roster moves and roster mania. Mate, there have been a whole bunch. That was like one cycle. Then we had the middle of 2025. We've had three roster cycles where they haven't been able to get top talent. They got Twists back miraculously because Twists wanted to come back. And that was just a weird thing where he was trapped in hell in fucking Liquid. And in the same way as Elige came, because FaZe is better than Call, FaZe in theory was better than Liquid. So understandably, along came your boy Twists. So to me, already there's a hint there that one, you've fumbled Rops, one of the best players of all time, a fabulous CS2 player, a key player in FaZe. By the way, let me just show you how insane Rops' stats were for that major. This is just for the major. He has a 1.22 rating. Look at his T-side rating, 1.37. That's like Donk-esque shit, by the way. He's averaging 83 ADR. Look at his KPR and his deaths. This is masterful. Firepower was crazy. Look at his stats at that major. 1.21, he has top five. He's just fucking insane. Meanwhile, look at the rest of the team at that major. Rain's the second highest rated. Frozen actually had an underwhelming major that time, just like he did in Austin. Brokey's kind of crap. Carrigan's mega low fragging. You can't let this player go. You didn't even win with him. You can't let him go. You can't. The fact that you lost him on a free transfer, oh, you fucked up. You could argue this was the most important player outside of Carrigan in the time he was in FaZe. In 2022, he was the number 8 player on HL TV. Admittedly, Brokey was number 6. That was an excellent Brokey year. Number 2023, he was number 3 player in the world. That's how good Rops was by HL TV standards. In 2024, this year, he actually wasn't as good. He was number 18 because he himself had some times when he was up and down. Even Rops wasn't the Rops he is in 2025 and 2026. And actually that year, Brokey was number 8 and Frozen was number 10. But even so, just historically, you think about what he brought with those killer lurks and that insane clutch ability. And he was a massive game player who very rarely choked. So he brought so much to me. Faze was Carrigan's calls, Brokey's bullshit, and then this guy making insane fucking lurks. Aside from that, you can have a Frozen or a Twists. You can have Rain or someone else. But those were the three players that were core to Faze's identity. So as soon as you lost this guy, I knew you were in trouble, especially because Brokey was playing like shit already. Then you lose him on a free transfer. You just let his contract run out. And you have to go out there and hope you can find someone without much money. Now, believe it or not, they were able to do that. They were able to get Elige because Elige was stuck on call. And he was the one-man army on call. He had fabulous T-side stats. It looked like a great pickup and a great pivot, even though he's not as good as Robson. Arguably, he was actually as good at that time. Like, if you don't know, he was ranked 19 by HLTV in 2024, one below Robs. But that's because he never got into any bloody playoffs. I think they even admitted he would have been a top 10 player if he'd have been in playoffs with his numbers. He was a star on complexity. His T-side stats were fabulous. He was basically the hard entry at times. They played around him. Everyone thought, imagine if you bring that to Faze, wouldn't it invigorate their T-side? By the way, it did go on to do so. And you have Frozen there already, who's good, but he's been up and down. Rops traditionally was better than Frozen, just like he was when they were in Mouse. So just like when Rops left Mouse to go to Faze, and that allowed Frozen to come into his own and get a bit more space and get everything he wanted to become the star, which is what got him into Faze later, the perception was Elige coming in will allow, since Rops has exited, Frozen to be the ultimate lurky rifler. By the way, he was excellent when Elige was there. They even partnered up very well and Frozen traded off him well and Elige did great entry stats. So the premise of how this team could work made a lot of sense. By the way, they even actually looked fine early, if you don't remember. So they failed the bounty, but that was online. No one cared about that. Then they went to Katowice and they came 7th to 8th. Not bad, right? Now, it actually looked fine early because we were at IM Katowice, prestige event, first big LAN of the year. Yeah, they lost online in Blast to Pain, but who cares? It's just online phase at that point. No one cared about online player. We go to Katowice, prestige event, the first big LAN of the year. They beat FaZe Clan at big. They play Vitality, who obviously wins this event, was insane at this event, went on to win 7 LANs in a row, including the major, and had their, this was the second match in their 37-0 streak. And this is an epic close series. Look at it. The deciders are just 2 overtime game. It's totally fine. Everyone lost to Vitality in this era. They won 37 best of 3, best of 5 in a row. In the lower bracket, you beat G2, was Monacy and Heavy God, still a decent squad. And then, true, you lose to Eternal Fire, but it could have been a third map, the Dust 2, where it would have been interesting. You didn't get there. You had an epic giga overtime game on Nuke that you lost. This wasn't even bad to lose to this Eternal Fire. This Eternal Fire had gotten Jota in. Anubis has come in the map pool. They've just beaten at Blast Bounty Vitality, then I think Na'Vi, and then they finally lost to Spirit. This was an Eternal Fire that's on the rise. It's looking fucking dangerous. People thought, is this the 5th best team in the world or something? Like, this is a dangerous squad. So you could easily copium this LAN and say, this is fine. There's no problem losing at this tournament. This isn't even a problem. The issue then becomes, though, what happens after that? Because after that, it does get rough by FaZe standards. Like, PGL, one of those ones with not the greatest roster, you make top 4. But you should win it based on the fact you're FaZe. Blast Open, you just get grouped, but you did lose to Spirit, second best team in the world. Another PGL, you make another top 4, but you don't win it, even though this one also didn't have the sickest teams ever. This was like Falcons with Degsten, and it was Mouse when they had Sphinx, I think. Then you go to Melbourne, you don't even make the playoffs. You lose to Gamer Legion, not a good Gamer Legion either. You go to Blast Rivals, you make the playoffs, but you lose to Mouse. Admittedly, Mouse was an elite team. They used to make top 4. Then you go to IEM Dallas. Oh, there we go. Now we'll run it back. Then what happens is Brokey, who has been playing like shit at this point in time. Look, you go up to here. Brokey's been having a really rough beginning of the year. And this is the last tournament when he gets benched. He's all over the place, boys. He's really come off the boil. So he gets benched. And at this point, I actually think it's after this next period where they get the replacement for Brokey temporary, where the real death spiral of FaZe begins. Because if you think about what happens now, You're still one player from the top. It's why this major run with Simple gave everyone hope. It made you think, like, it's still possible to be FaZe Clan, what we want FaZe Clan to represent. At this point, you're one player, it's the AWPA, away from being an elite team who can really mix it up and make, like, a trophy-winning type run. So if you want to bring in a star, bring in the biggest star in the history of CS, Simple. Fulfilling the dream for many of us fans, and also for anyone who ever wanted to see Carrigan play with Simple. It even seemed like for Carrigan and Rain, it was even a dream to potentially play with Simple and have this chance again to just grasp glory out of nowhere when you were starting to become a little bit irrelevant and not making finals. And you're making, you know, every other playoffs, but then you're having tournaments that you bomb. So they brought him in. And if you remember, the first tournament they brought him in to stand in was the one where I think it's Rain couldn't play. And they went there and they used, I think it was like Skulls or something as a stand-in. And they weren't particularly good. They came 9th to 12th, they lost to Heroic, whatever. Then they get the real one, is they go to the Blast Austin Major. And in Austin, in the first stage, because they didn't start in stage one, they started in stage two. In stage two, Simple was actually pretty crap. And they lost to Legacy, and they lost to the 3D Max, and they beat MIBR. And this is a whatever. You forget about this one. This is the first time the real lineup with Reigns ever played together with Simple. That roster just came to a major and had to just play out the gate. They just had some time without Rain at the IM Dallas before. Stage three, though, people forget this. FaZe went 3-1. They only lost Anubis to Aurora. By the way, they're trying to force Anubis at this point in time. Anubis is one of the best maps for Aurora. That's their home map. You beat Mouse on Ancient. Mouse is a top, top team at this point. You beat Legacy to get revenge. And then you play Mongols and you win. Mongols at this point in time is already making the playoffs constantly. And now they're getting to like semis and stuff. They still have to break through a bit on the arena. But they've started to show some of it as they did at Melbourne before. And you 2-0 them. And if people remember, one of the reasons why you 2-0'd them is that man Simple, isn't it? He went actually fucking Smurf mode and destroyed them. Look at his stats. This is big boy. This is the dream. You look at the series and this is exactly what I dreamed. Remember, Mongols is an elite team at this point in time. This is exactly what we all wanted to see from FaZe. Then you go to the playoffs. Now, here's where it gets dirty, though. Even though Simple, I'll show you his stats just in stage three. In stage three, he was the third highest rated player in the tournament. You know the people he was behind? Donk, Zeewoo. As an AWPer, he was the second highest rated AWPer in the tournament at this point in time. And FaZe is even fragging pretty well as a team as a result. Because he's fucking smurfing. Five maps, 1.37 rating. This was almost all Simple. Everyone was hyped because you've made the playoffs now. And even better, look at the playoff bracket. You have got the easy side of the bracket. The best team in the world is Vitality. Second best team of the world is probably Spirit, since Falcons has bombed already. Then after that, what, Mouse? And then Na'Vi's just a top eight team, but they're still a playoff team. All these killers are on the other side of the bracket. FaZe, for once, has gotten the easy side. Remember, in 2024, they got the hard side of the bracket and had to go through that to the finals. Now they've got the easy side of the bracket. They've got Mongols, who they just beat in the first round, so you can believe they'll beat them again. Mongols is a nervous team on stage. They've never yet won a playoff series at a major. You go to the semis, and you would be playing the winner of Pain and Furia. Pain was the one with that mixed Americas team of, like, the fucking DJT and those fucking players where it was the guy from... You remember the squad. It was the one where it was just all fucking some Brazilians and then some just South Americans in general. And then Furia was, yes, the Molotov Yikindar one, but it hadn't gotten really good yet. It was just at this point in time. It's the second season where they became really good. So logically, you looked at this one, you were like, bro, with this bracket, FaZe could literally be in the final. Simple and FaZe could be in the final, lose to Vitality and be not the second best team in the world, but be a team that's made the major finals. Surely then they're going to sign Simple. He's already smurfing in stage three. Now everyone knows what happens. Wah, wah, wah. Even though it was a close series. Yeah, don't worry. Simple was absolute fucking dog shit. He was really bad. He bottom fragged the entire series. Famously, he missed some really embarrassing shots like that no-scope on Mirage. It was, and even despite that, they almost won this match. This is why the Simple lineup, which never played again, was so tantalizing. They still almost won this match. There's a close series, and on the Anubis, they were even in position to actually win it and go to a third map, Ancient, which would have been very spicy. Unfortunately, didn't happen. They went out round of eight, and for whatever reason... That was it. That was the whole hype of like, but imagine what Simple could do. And remember, up until this playoff match, Everyone was into this narrative. It was the whole thing dominating. All the clips were online. The Austin crowd was loving it because they had a Liege and it's Fears and it's simple. Everyone was into this matchup. Everyone was going crazy. There was Fears people on stream, some of those big streamer people. I don't know if it was Temper himself, but there's a bunch of those guys were coming on stream going, wow, man, I'll have to sign Simple now, man. He is the GOAT. Oh, my God, look at this GOAT shit. While they're watching like the highlights of the Mongols game, etc. The problem is, that's it. Even though you could have dreamed with this roster, oh my God, there's so much we could have done. Nothing happened to it. They chose not to sign Simple, even though, by the way, it was actually heavily implied he wanted to join. Like, if you go to here, he was understood to be entering the final months of his 3-year massive contract with Na'Vi that he'd signed at the end of 2025. So logically, it's going to end sometime in 2025, isn't it? If it's 2022 when he signed it. They asked Simple. He was coy. He said, if they offer, why not? I can tell you behind the scenes, I heard he would have joined if they'd have offered him. Then when they asked Carrigan, before the quarters, when Simple Smurfing, he was non-committal. I think it doesn't matter what I say, the IGL noted. I think the most important thing is the management has to look at the numbers. That implies like it's the money that could be the problem here. Doesn't matter what he says. It's not, I don't want to play with him. Sasha is not a cheap player. Imagine the buyout was expensive. He obviously wants a massive salary, as we've heard from BC Game. Let's put it that way. If it happens, it happens. Obviously, Fears will talk to me, but there is such a big financial hurdle that we haven't even talked about it. I will see after the major what makes sense. Now, here's what's interesting about that is... it's since later been intimated behind the scenes to me, they just didn't like Simple. I've even heard, I'll always be fair with the information, honest with what I hear. I heard Simple was on some bullshit. If you've heard about some of the things he's done in CS2, like I've heard maybe he was partying a little bit, or he wasn't as serious, or he was good and he was good in scrims, but maybe he was argumentative and he was just all Simple to some degree. I've heard there's reasons you might not sign him. The problem I have is this. This was the last Fears roster you could actually dream about. You could think to yourself, with the way he played in that stage, and especially the embarrassing failure on stage, but they still almost won, it showed there was real potential in that squad. They could have been a contender. And you'd hope, doesn't that make Simple go away, tail between his legs, get in that practice server, grind, play the next lands the next season, get into shape, and suddenly you have one of the best AWPers and best players in the world, and now Fears is back. You have these Simple in shape. You have Elise, strong T-sides. Frozen's a beast. Rain's still a veteran. Carrigan can call a masterclass. But what did they do after that? What happened? Didn't sign Simple, did they? In fact, even worse, if they're not signed Simple, who are they going to sign? Is there another big name out there? Nah, it's worse than that. After the major, they brought Brokey back. And at his first tournament, he had good numbers. The first couple of matches, he even pulled some highlight old school Brokey players. Everyone was like, oh my God, Brokey's back. Oh, I can't believe it. This is so sick. Then what happened was, at that tournament, Cologne, they failed. They came 7th to 8th. They lost to Na'Vi, who themselves were falling off at this point in time. And they bench Elige. And they sign a player called Jacob from Apogee/Betclic, a Polish team. Now, by the way, he wasn't a big name. He wasn't even someone who was hyped and on everyone's lips and people were like, watch out for this player. That's nonsense. And even someone like Ex-Kaspersky was already known to be a talent instead, by the way, at this point in time. And as far as I could tell when I scouted him, I actually myself slightly overrated him. I never thought he'd be as good as a Leech because I went to watch what turned out to be like his one good series he'd ever had, which was back at PGL Bucharest. He'd played a game. Did I just do the thing again where I didn't show the fucking shit on screen? I think I did. My bad, boys. So what happened was they went and they signed Brokey. They brought Brokey back and... wait there a second. After the major, they brought Brokey back. They went to Cologne. He actually had some initial good performances. He was having some old Brokey players. It looked good. Then they decided to bench Elige. And when they benched Elige, what happened was they signed Jacob... from Apogee/Betclic, just a Polish team. He wasn't a big name. He wasn't even a hyped player. He wasn't the guy in everyone's lips or the people whispering, watch out for this prospect. He's going to be a top player. If anything, that would be an Ex-Kaspersky on Ents who had some of that potential, as you saw later on. Obviously joined NIP, didn't he? No, no, this was a guy where even I think I overrated him when I researched him, but even I thought he wasn't ever going to be as good as Elige, because he had this one good series on LAN against, guess who? Mongols, back at PGL Bucharest, all the way back here. The same team that they'd beaten at the major and then lost to also. Now, a few weeks later, they then signed Twists, and in doing so, kicked Elige over to Liquid, almost like a swap there. And already there was bullshit in the air. Because if you go to when Twists arrived, notice what it says here. Elige is already gone, but you just list six players in the coach. It doesn't say who's benched. You have Carrigan, but you still got Rain, you got Frozen, you got Brokey, you've got Jacob, you've got Twists. Now look, technically, Jacob replaced Elige, even did in terms of role. Twists arriving has to replace someone else. So he's not going to replace Jacob, presumably. Or we all speculate he's going to replace Rain, isn't he? Because he's not a bloody AWPer. So as a result, eventually Rain ended up going, and he eventually went to 100 Thieves, didn't he? But he initially got benched. Now, already the bullshit began based on what I heard. I had a little bird told me, reliable source, but I never was able to corroborate this, but this is what I heard. I teased it on talk shows. I heard that the reason they listed all six players is even FaZe themselves internally didn't know who was actually going to be removed or benched. So I've heard it implied that actually, because they didn't know who was going to be benched, including Rain, that maybe there was discussion internally, maybe Carrigan should step back. Maybe Rain could have become the IGL then. Maybe he was already thinking about it, hence the 100 Thieves move. Maybe internally they'd already given up on Carrigan, and this could have been Carrigan getting benched, and then you have this Rain, or maybe, who knows, maybe Twist could be IGL. I'm throwing that in myself. That wasn't what they told me at this point in time. It ends up being Rain who's going. Since obviously Jacob ends up replacing him technically, even if role for role, it was for Jacob. I guess it was Twist replacing him. Jacob replaced Elige, didn't he? By the way, in terms of Jacob replacing Elige, that never worked out. Here's why. Bloody hell. Because if you go and look, this is what Elige was able to do on LAN with FaZe, the exact FaZe lineup. He was opening kills, 25.5 attempts, 50% success rate. And overall, he was your second best player with good stats along with Frozen. And those two played awesome CS together. If you look at the lineup that has played on LAN all the time with this exact lineup and Jacob opening kills. So look, Jacob's playing the same role. 26.4 opening attempts, 31.4% success rate. That's what you replaced Elige with. And Elige was a vet and a playoff performer and someone who'd been one of the greatest players of all time and had even previously had years where he was excellent. And to this point in time, until he'd gone Liquid, hadn't even failed again. It was way back in the end of CSGO that he'd failed. So already kind of a bullshit move, right? Not only that, but even when you signed Let Rain Go and benched him rather, and you had Jacob in the lineup with Twists as well, you had this stupid scenario where for Pro League, because the org literally didn't even understand how VRS invites work, where you have to keep, I think, three of the players from the invited squad, which is months earlier, they allowed Rain to be benched when they actually needed him, and he was at home. And so what happened was, if you remember this, they couldn't even use Jacob. They put Twists in, they had to get Rain to fly out at an emergency and come and play this LAN ESL Pro League. And as if to add insult to injury in light of what has since happened to FaZe, they were fucking good. They started in the second phase. Stage, rather. Look, they went 3-2. Okay. You lost to G2 in a BO1. You lost to BO3 to 3 DMAX. So it's looking bad initially. Fair enough. Then you beat Astralis. This was back when they had Device still. You beat Inner Circle, who since has gone on to be a decent team. You beat Aurora. Aurora, by the way, is one of the best teams in the world. That team's been making deep finishes. In the second season, they even won a fucking LAN PGL. That was a legit team. You make the playoffs, people forget this. First round of the playoffs, you play Spirit. You 2-0 them. It's even fairly comfortable. And this is the most forgotten result of all because it was the one with Rain. In the semis, you play Vitality and you literally win a map against them in OT on Mirage. And it's, look, it's comfortable, but you're in this game. You're actually in this game against Vitality. Kind of an epic run, really, considering it was the last dance of Rain in FaZe Clan. So then you get to the end of the year, because guess what? This is the one result where you've had a legit result. You made fourth. You're a playoff team. You're also playoff at Blast 4, but whatever. Because you had played a couple of tournaments with Jacob. You'd finished like shit at Fisher Playground, which wasn't a good LAN. And then you'd managed to get to the playoffs of Blast Open, but you lost to the bad G2. Well, I know they went on to win this tournament, but that was the only tournament they were good at, really. Aside from that, they were just whatever. After the EPL run, when you finally get the real squad together, yeah, you're irrelevant. 7th, 8th, you lose to former Narvi Junior, AK Academy squad. This must be last place at Chengdu, losing to the bad VP. Who's even heard of them since then? So finally, you get to this major where they make Le Epic run to the final, don't they? But you know what? This major, people forget how bad it was. People just remember the end result. If you go to this major, FaZe had to begin in stage one because of how bad their results were in VRS. So in stage one, people forget. They come 3-2. Look at the field. Look how shit these teams are. VRS did its job and sorted the bad teams into stage one. There weren't good teams in this stage. The best teams, literally, Paris wasn't even good at the time. It was a sort of like FaZe, NIP, and that's about it. Maybe like a bait or something. Legacy was supposed to be decent, but they ended up not being that good. In stage one, here's how it went. You beat Lin Vision, who gives a shit. Then in the next BO1, you lost to NRG. The NRG result was even worse. The NRG result was actually with Daps, the coach, having to stand in instead of Nitro, who couldn't actually play. Was it like a kid was being born or something mad? So that was even worse to lose to NRG in that one. Then in the next match, in a BO1, you lose to NIP. Not a bad team, but never been an elite team or anywhere close to a top team or big playoffs at big tournaments. Then you get to the BO3s, and both the BO3s were an absolute travesty. Because he had this one against Red Canids. Right, this is the notorious one on Nuke. This is the one where Red Canids destroy you on Mirage, comfortably. Then on Nuke, the guy called History was in a position to just defuse, and he was not put whatever seconds off against, I think it was Carrigan. He even had a smoke, but didn't use it. If he'd have just closed that round, it's over. 2-0, phases out in stage one of the major, 1-3. And it's over. And wouldn't that result be much more appropriate for what they did previously with this roster and what they did afterwards now when they're terrible? Wouldn't that have really set the tone for who FaZe is and maybe even forced them into a roster move or to have a come-to-Jesus intervention moment way earlier? Unfortunately, they won that out. Then they won Inferno. I think it was even Frozen who hard carried the nuke to get them to that point. People forget this one, though. This is also a forgotten series. Then they played Arts Fluxo, who you couldn't even name three of the players on this roster. I'm telling you, you couldn't guess. They win the first map big. They get smashed on Nuke. In the decider, which they win 13-10, it's worse than that. Fluxo is up 10-4. FaZe is on CT side Mirage. And literally, FaZe wins every single round after that to go from 4-13 and steal this win over Fluxo. So twice they could have been eliminated in stage one, which would have been a much more appropriate performance as far as I'm concerned. And this stage, by the way, was mega carried by Frozen and Twist. So they look like the only good non-Carrigan players in this team who were smurfing. Meanwhile, you go down. Look how far I have to go down. There's Carrigan. Where were the others? There's Brokey. Pretty shit, right? And Jacob is barely above Carrigan. He's at the major now, boys. He's in the big time. So this team was just being carried by the two players we already knew were good. You look at this result and you're like, what do you want? Like, if people don't know, Twists was, at this point in time, one of the best players in the world. He was ahead of Ziwu, or tied with Ziwu for rating. He was fucking smurfing. He was mega at this point in time. He had these numbers in this time period. So you have two world-class players in Twists and Frozen, and you're barely getting out of stage one of the fucking major, my boys. Then we come to stage two. In stage two, problem solved. We just 3-0 it. Cool. You beat Passion Your Way, who's the canny little team. You beat Aurora. Aurora's a decent team. A good team, even. You beat NIP, who's beaten you in the BO1 before. Admittedly, it was an epic series. This was the two overtimes or whatever, but you 3-0 the group. Perfect. Problem solved. And you go, look who's performing. Twists is there, Frozen's there, but you look who's joined them. Jacob. Jacob's actually smurfed stage two of the major. People are already looking and they're saying, you know what? Hey, give him time. Even though you never would have saw this performance if they'd been eliminated in the Fluxo or the Red Canids game, fair play. They've carried him to that point and now he's showing the potential he has, the value. So everyone said, just give him time. The show's give him time. The problem then is you go to stage three, don't you? In stage three, they're back to being fuck-ups. They're at 3-2. So amazingly, they beat Vitality on Nuke. The best team in the world. Although people would argue Fury was the best team in this world. Best team of the year. Then they lost to Spirit. Admittedly, you probably should lose that one. Although they weren't, by the way, when they had Rain. Then they, although I don't know if they had Tenere in the lineup then. Then you lose to Mongols. Okay, Mongols is a very good team. No, they aren't. This is when Mongols doesn't have Senzu. This is when they have controllers. You lose to them. So now you're going to have to win 2B or 3s to get out of the stage. We never heard that before at this major. So you beat 3D Max, a team that has no business being in the playoffs. And then you play the last one is against this team, Passion UA, who you beat in the BO1 before. If people don't remember, Passion UA legit could have won this series. FaZe had some outrageous rounds, especially on Overpass, and it was 2-13-11 results against a reasonably inexperienced squad without star players, and that's what got you into the round of eight. Look at the rest of the round of five, by the way. What if you'd played Na'Vi? Wouldn't they have beaten you in this stage? What if you'd played Falcons? Wouldn't they have clapped you at this point in time? Maybe even G2. In fact, any of these teams might have. Maybe just not beaten, not passionate. You even got lucky with this draw. You got lucky with this draw. Now, in the actual stage three, let's go look how FaZe did. Jacob Smurfed. Hey, fucking hell, he's done it again. Two stages in a row, really good. What, this will blow your mind. Brokey was pretty decent. Frozen was all right. Twists was all right. It's only Carrigan was shit. Now, in the playoffs, when you get there, you know what? You got lucky again. Second major in a row, you've gotten the easy side of the bracket. Because Vitality is obviously the main favourite aside from Furia, but you've got Vitality second favourite, let's say. Then you've got Spirit and Falcons, who people expect to be in elite teams that win the tournament. And Mongols is even playing some good CS, even though they've got controllers. You on your side have gotten, you have to play Mouse, who admittedly is still a good team, but they've shown some signs of being dodgy at the previous tournaments. You have Furia is supposed to be the favourite, but actually they're playing Na'Vi, who's like an all right team at this point in time. They've bought Mikaze and he showed some signs. In theory, you should lose to Mouse. And then even if you beat them, you should lose to probably Furia. And then you definitely lose to Vitality anyway. Instead, what happens is this. Mouse completely shit the bed after a close first game. They definitely, the pressure got to them. Underwhelming across the board. Brokey actually came alive and smurfed. He was sick. Jacob was just whatever. Brokey was sick. You win that game. Na'Vi played great against Furia. You play them, it's actually really close. There's a world Na'Vi wins this series 2-0. But it ends up being a win for FaZe. Twists is sick. Jacob's decent in this one, even though he has more deaths than kills. I think Na'Vi actually outplayed them overall. But FaZe got the win. They got to go to the final. In the final, I won't even show you the stats, it was shit. They won the first map miraculously. They were on their FaZe bullshit at this tournament to some small degree, but it was really bullshit. And then looking at the rest of the score, in the rest of the map they get, and on the last map, they're even laughing as they get utterly butt-owned by guess who? Just Rops, of course. And they get completely destroyed. Mezzi's awesome in this final. And they come second at the major. But the problem is, it was the ultimate example of a nonsense run. This was even worse than the Shanghai one. Every expert I know at the time and since said making this final was the worst shit that could happen to this FaZe lineup. It gave them false hope about Brokey and Jacob, and it made FaZe think this lineup could potentially work. Even though they would have gone out, remember, in stage one, in two different occasions, they could have gone out 1-3 in stage one if the guy history had just played like he had a brain. So 2026 rolls around. We start with the Blast Online Qualifier, which is the online stage. You lose to JW's Eyeballers. Yeah, JW, the player who was like good like 10 years ago. I mean, realistically, he was also good like 8 years ago or whatever. But he's just playing in like the Tier 2, Tier 3 scene and online games of small lands. You go to Krakow. You come second to last. You beat BC game, that's it. You lose to Mouse, but Mouse themselves are starting to fall off. You go to PGL Klusner Poker. Listen to how this goes. So you were last place in Blast, second to last at IM Krakow. PGL Klusner Poker, where you lose to Astralis, you were last place. You go to ESL Pro League, which is online. You only beat Monty with a bunch of rejects, and you finish second to last. And then you go to Blast Open Spring, which is Rotterdam. You don't beat anyone, you come last. Then you have to go to Draculan, where you beat AIM Club, and then you lose to Passion UA and Fnatic. And you come somewhere like 9th to 12th, but you got to start way later in that tournament because you don't start the early rounds if you're the big teams. That's 2026 for this team. And there's a premise that they might still get to a small LAN quick. But even so, isn't this roster cooked? Would they even do anything at that small LAN? Even if they did, would you really want to see them at the major now? You really believe they can still do a miracle run? They can't, can they? You look at their total stats with this lineup ever since they got this five-man lineup together. It isn't it, boys. So Frozen's really good. Still. Twist overall was good because he was so insane at the beginning. But actually, his stats have been terrible if you go to 2026. In 2026, he's fallen off. Frozen's still good. Even he's had some recent form that wasn't that good. Overall, Brokey is bang average at best with the AWP. And then you go to this year, he's fucking appalling. Carrigan's understandably fragging like shit. And Jacob's not particularly good, even though he's playing the role that Elige would have been in. And imagine if that was Elige instead of Jacob, by the way. Like, if you really want to get ridiculous, I won't torture you too much, but imagine this is Jacob is Elige and Brokey is Simple. And these guys are doing these numbers and Carrigan can call. Wouldn't that be one of the most insane super teams of all time? But we all know they didn't want to play with Elige because of vibes. Simple costs too much and he's toxic and maybe he wasn't taking it seriously. Oh, and also, it's totally not because of money and all that. And then Twist and Elige can't play together for some reason. Because I don't know, vibes. I hope you're enjoying the vibes right now, by the way, FaZe. You've got all the players you want. You believe in them all. Hope you enjoy. Love those vibes. Love them vibes, boys. And as I say, you look at 2026 numbers, even worse. Fucking appalling. 2026, Jacob. 30% opening attempts, 34.7% success rate. On the T side, it's just Frozen and Twist carrying your asses. Jacob's terrible. Brokey's shit. So let's get into now why FaZe is such a bullshit team, but not in the fun playoff shenanigans epic manner. So let's just go through the list, shall we? So they kicked Elige because he was fucking up the vibes and didn't deliver as much as people wanted. But his T-side numbers, I just showed you, were great. And the team was making every other LAN in the first season. And overall, out of something like 12 attempts, including the online tournaments, they had 4 playoff runs. Now, post Elige, they've had 11 attempts. I didn't include the one where it was EPL where they had rain because they didn't have Jacob there. In 11 events, they made the playoffs 3 times. So they were actually better with Elige. Also, with Simple, they were poised for a deep major run after a win over what was at the time an elite side. Mongols was a top 5 side. And then they replaced Elige with Jacob, who role-wise made sense, but he was never the same performer and has never been that. And has just had some little blip at the major and that's about it. Now let's talk about Jacob. So you kicked this guy. You kicked Rain essentially for this guy. You still could have just benched Jacob and said it hadn't worked out and had Rain play. You chose not to. If you don't know, Polish fans, all of early 2026 until about like a month ago, maybe they're still doing it, I haven't seen, were going mental at people like Pimp if he suggested Jacob wasn't good enough. They were going, he's really talented and he's just not being used correctly, which is weird because the fucking coach was Polish. They were going, oh, if he just played different star roles, he'd be good. As though you're going to give him Frozen and Twist roles. And by the way, as far as I can tell, they've even given him a little test in that sense. I think FaZe has tried everything. All the map pool, all the roles. They've tried practicing super hard. So what did he really give you in this FaZe clan? He gave you some pistol rounds in the playoffs. He gave you stage 2 and stage 3 performance. That's it. The tournaments before that, nout. Tournaments after that, nout. And by the way, here's an angle you're not even going to believe. You know, I just said outside, I said he got the pistols from him at the major. If you go and you look at the stats for the major, just the playoffs, outside of, obviously he had the pistols. Look, Frozen and Twist are really good. Brokey even has a good performance. Let's go down until we get to Jacob. Red, this is a finals run. 0.92, 0.83 fragging, minus 20. He was just performing the... Look, pistols will get you a lot in MR12, but as a player, he wasn't actually that good at the major. He was good in 2 stages, shit in the first one, and actually a bit crap in the playoffs, come to think of it. Then how about Simple? They teased us. They even showed us what was possible. And then they went against him for professionalism reasons. How's professionalism helping you now, boys? Vibes. Loving the vibes, are you? And I suspect, despite them saying otherwise, financial reasons, he had a big buyout, salary demands. It was even implied by Carrigan, despite FaZe later saying that it wasn't because of money that they didn't sign him. They implied it was because the players didn't want to play with him. Tell you what, if you don't want to play with Simple, and you want to play with Brokey and Jacob like this, enjoy fucking watching the major with me at home. You can come round if you want, bring some fucking potato chips and some drinks, or watch. Tell you what, you'll have to fuck off at some point, though, because I'll have to actually do some work for a living and do a few watch parties, and, you know, I'll have to do that without you, I'm afraid. Then how about Twists? We'll run through them all. They got an insane trade for Elige at a point where it seems like they don't have much money, and they actually got arguably an equally, if not better, world-class rifler. And not only that, one who had pre-existing history with the team. He was going to be playing with at least Brokey and Carrigan, and you could have even kept Rain if you'd wanted and got some of the old band back together. And he initially, as I showed you before, was one of the best players in the world. Even that has now faded, and he's actually having dog shit stats now, by the way. And it isn't just because at that one tournament he had problems with his fucking config at, like, whatever it was, Krakow or something. It isn't because of that. Then how about Frozen, the guy I actually feel really sorry for. The most consistent FaZe player for the two previous years, always hovering outside being an elite rifler or just bang on an elite rifler, a rock-steady performer and a world-class trader who should enable your T-side, worked awesome with Elige, even did his best recently. Not only have they wasted his talent, he's arguably in his prime, but he was even, I think, sold a false bill of goods when he joined this team. Because think about who he left. He left Mouse, that was on the cusp of actually being a team that could win the big events in the arenas, because he wanted to come and he wanted to win the tournaments in FaZe. And the perception was, if you join FaZe, you win trophies and maybe the major. I'm pretty sure Elige thought the same thing. If you don't know, if he'd have stayed in Mouse, I imagine he'd have won more trophies, because they have. He only won one trophy with FaZe. He won IEM Chengdu, that's it. He wasn't there for the beginning of the CS2 run. He just won IEM Chengdu. And yes, he almost won two majors, that's true. But he didn't win them, did he? He is currently wasting his prime to this day. And then there's even another detail that people might have forgotten about, which is the rumour last year was reported by the leakers was that Na'Vi, when they'd had that dodgy first season and just gotten top eight and then lost to Vitality the major, they were considering, obviously GL got benched, they were considering Frozen as the player to bring in, potentially for someone like Immer, I imagine. Maybe it would have been for GL, who knows? Now, supposedly, this was real. And in this interview, in October, they asked him about that exact move. The Slovakian was also coy when asked if there was any truth to rumours about interest in his services by Natas Vincere in the midst of FaZe's roster change. Here's what he says. Nah, I mean, yeah, but nah, he said. Pressed further about what that meant, Frozen simply said, leave it to no comment, to be honest. Read between the lines, guys. He basically did just say, yes, there was interest. But now, I'm assuming in the sense I didn't want to go. I've even heard it said behind the scenes that he stayed out of loyalty to Carrigan and maybe even wanted to play with fucking Brokey more. He just wanted to stay in FaZe and he probably didn't want to abandon Carrigan after he joined him and was wanting to win him. Remember, Carrigan brought him up in Mouse years before when they were making those five finals in a row and they won the Pro League over Astralis. So if he really stayed out of loyalty in any sense... Well, there's another example of a bomber. He could have stayed in Mouse and been better. He could have joined Na'Vi. Bro, maybe they even could have won the major if he'd have joined. They could have been like an actual contender like they are now, but back in the second season of 2025. So I feel so sorry for this guy. Now he is your only world-class player outside of Carrigan calling. And let's be real, Carrigan isn't a world-class caller if he doesn't have the pieces to use because he's shit at fragging. He's not fucking Blitz or Krabeni, is he? Carrigan himself is wasting his final years. 2024 is one thing. They were still in the mix for most of it. They did a real FaZe bullshit run in that major. 2025 could have been redeemed early on if you'd have been able to have Simple or make another big signing. You were still one piece away, especially if you could have worked with Elige still. Now he might actually end his career in shit conditions, failing, looking stupid, and God forbid he retires because of this. And the worst thing is I know this guy takes it all very personally. He really, really cares about winning. He takes it massively on himself emotionally. He has grinded recently, even though they've had shit results. He has tried everything in the map pool from what I've observed. He's tried switching people's roles. None of it has worked. And even worse, what about that thing I said earlier about maybe he would have been replaced by Rain? Well, I've got another angle for you. My birdie told me around that time, last year in the second season, that there was people in the FaZe org heard that Carrigan's contract might be starting to run down and they were hoping maybe he just steps down and maybe they just get to resolve that issue that way. And I'll tell you what I also think sucks if you're Carrigan. I think this guy tomorrow could walk into Mouse, Liquid, G2, Falcons, and he would actually have a better chance than FaZe. And with some of those squads, Falcons, Mouse, maybe even G2, I think he could even win or place highly and be right back in the mix again. And isn't that what Carrigan's doing at the end of his career? Isn't he supposed to be here to either win a major or get some more trophies and end as the GOAT but with an even better resume before he finally retires? He's really old and so yes, he can't frag very much. Then how about Brokey himself? This is outrageous. This is Land Filter 2026 against the top 20. All the best players are up here. You go down. There's Twists, still pretty good. Frozen sadly's fallen off a cliff. Jacob's there. Carrigan's down there. Look where Brokey is. Brokey is below Nitro, a semi-washed in-game leader. He's below XCB. He's below Ecstasy's. He's below whoever the fuck he is. He's below Fallen. He's below Kixan. He's below Techno and Magia. Brokey with an AWP at big against top teams is barely more valuable than people like Huxley, DJT, Susp, Chrisen. Could it actually ever get worse than this, by the way? Also, as I said earlier, he was bad in 2025. But it wasn't really this bad, though, was it? It's fallen off even more. He's gotten even worse. Look how bad he is. This year's been actually fucking terrible. This year, he quite literally dies as much as he kills, even though he's using the AWP. He has a negative round swing. 64 ADR. Look how he does against people. He doesn't even get a 1.0 rating against his top 50. Against the top teams who FaZe used to tear up with FaZe bullshit on stage, he is fucking unbelievably bad. Like, next level bad. And also, think about this part. Why did he even get to stay after that bad period in 2024? And early 2025 when he was bad. Why did he get to stay? He got to stay because he is Brokey. Lol. Because I assume they didn't want to spend much money to get someone else. They wouldn't get Simple. Also, as I said, remember that clone, that bullshit. He's back. He's back. That lasted like one tournament. And also, he had his bullshit playoff run at the Major, which admittedly was kind of cool. But that's it. Fuck all else. Let's be real. Brokey's cocked as an AWPer. Cooked and cocked. And the gun's expensive. It's harder to use now. You need real star players to use that. Oh, yeah, sure. Twists and the others are all like, you don't know him like I do. What was it he said in this interview? As long as people continue believing, I think we'll get closer to seeing how good we can be. This is during the Major. They asked about Brokey. Everyone knows how good he can be. I think his confidence was dipping a bit. Now, here's the problem. That is on some, like, you don't know him like I know him shit. When someone's in like an abusive relationship. Now, you know what, Twist? We don't know him like you know him, mate. Tell you what we do know, though. We know what we see in the server, and you just can't excuse it. By the way, if you were playing that way, I'd ask for you to be caught and call you a bum. That's the nature of performance sports. If you want to play in a big-name team with legendary players who could still perform, like Frozen, perhaps, like Carrigan. I also think it's tragic, because you know what? I actually liked Brokey, especially latter-day CSGO and CS2 Brokey. I thought he was the modern JW. Who, by the way, ironically himself went to shit for a year or two after his mega period with Fnatic. I thought Brokey was a big part of that FaZe bullshit. The crazy moves, the great playoff performances, even the aura, the fucking vibes of the silly things he would say and the weird moves he would make. One of the saddest things I think about FaZe is they forgot what FaZe was and how FaZe bullshit came to be in the first place. FaZe was never just a team or even just a top team. FaZe was a finishing school for great and world-class players to come to and win trophies with Carrigan and contend for the majors. They would bring in known quantities who were already world-class HLTV top 20 type players who were very good, give them space to play, have Carrigan take over in the mid-round and late game with some epic calls, and then get onto that stage, no matter how you're playing, and just fuck with your opponent because you are the clutch ones. You have the stage presence. You have the fear factor of this is FaZe. This is FaZe magic. This is FaZe bullshit. What is this? This is madness. No, this is FaZe. That was real. That was awesome. You even, by the way, had a little bit of that at Budapest, but just fuck all else. You had some of that in the run-up to the playoffs of Austin. You just didn't do it in the playoffs because Simple played like shit. So if you're that sort of team, recruiting Jacob is very stupid unless no one wants to join or you can't afford anyone, which they just won't admit is the case, apparently. It was Brokey, not Elise, who was the problem. I don't care about the internal vibe. I'm talking about in the server. It was even a little bit of rain. That's maybe justified, even though I still think I'd rather have him than Jacob, probably. Also, let's be real. Getting Jacob doesn't even play to Neo's perceived he's the new Robban role where he man-manages and Carrigan runs the team. That's a player that you're going to have to develop. You're going to have to bring him forward, give him confidence in big match. He wasn't good at the playoffs of the Major. Neo couldn't do that, even though he is actually fucking also Polish. And so hence, Neo was fired. FaZe Esports also, I get so triggered when people say this. They go, good news, Storin, though. FaZe Esports is a totally distinct entity from FaZe Clan, though, because obviously FaZe Clan itself is in some death spiral where there's all sort of massive problems financially, etc. Here's the problem. That's not much better. That's out of the frying pan into the fire, guys. If FaZe Esports isn't connected to the main FaZe Clan, well, then how the fuck are they ever going to have money? How are they ever going to be FaZe? How are they ever going to have the status of being FaZe that people want to join and get paid a big salary and know that you're going to have a world-class roster? Where are they getting the money from? FaZe Clan got the money from having giant streamers and enormous names and massive influences and having Snoop Dogg and all these massive deals and crypto and all. If you don't have any of that connected, it's just the esports team. I can tell you, you're not doing fucking well. This isn't COD. That's a bad thing for the CS squad. You're going to have even less budget to work with. Also, notice the players that have signed to other teams since then that FaZe doesn't get, and it's never even a sniff or a rumour they're getting. Why aren't they the ones getting Nerds from Liquid? Why aren't they getting Senzu instead of little Passion UA? Why aren't they, as AWPers, instead of Brokey, getting in Tri, the one who went to Passion UA? Why are they not getting Fawzi, who's tearing it up on Astralis? By the way, is this even FaZe anymore in that sense? Do people want to join? Can they even get paid? Is this even a possibility to sign them? At the moment, the answers feel like no to all of those. So finally, you know what? FaZe are bullshit. And I hope they don't make the major. I loved the real FaZe bullshit, especially with Carrigan IGLing. But let's be real, we'll never see it again at this rate. This lineup has to die and be gutted in order for FaZe to live for real. And at a minimum, Brokey has to go.
Hey, it's simple, you're watching Torrent channel. Shut the fuck up, you fucking bitch.
Since time immemorial, great artists have been supported by patrons who believed in their work and wanted to contribute to their efforts. Well, what's more fitting than the greatest esports content artist being supported by my patrons, the Skrilluminati? So this video and the others on my channel was kindly supported by Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore, and you know it. A special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask a question in my video AMA? Want teasers? See who the upcoming guests are? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content, or take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic. If any of these perks appeal to you or others, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today. Where? In the description box, there is a Patreon link.